T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Police in West Suburban Forest Park say two people are dead in what investigators believe was a murder-suicide. WBBM's Jim Goodis has more.
Tom Aftanis is Forest Park's police chief.
Officers responded to a call of two people down in the street on the 1500 block of Harlem Avenue. Officers arrived and did find a male and a female in the street.
Aftana says witnesses tell police the female got out of the vehicle and the male shot at her before turning the gun on himself. Aftana says it's not clear what led to the incident. The West Suburban Major Crimes Task Force is assisting Forest Park with its investigation. Jim Goodis, News Radio 105.9 FM.
Police have made an arrest in connection with a hit and run in Orland Park that killed a teacher and injured another. It was this past Wednesday evening when the two women were leaving the Square Celt Ale House near Orland Park Mall when a driver turned left from a parking lot and then struck them. The 61-year-old teacher was pronounced dead at Silver Cross Hospital. The 54-year-old remains hospitalized. Both taught at St. Michael in Orland. We are expected to know more about the identity of the driver later today when police have more to say about the incident. A female member of former Chicago Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson's security detail has been accused of damaging a cell phone that investigators want to examine as part of their probe of the incident that led to Johnson being fired this week. A police spokesman says the department realized the phone was damaged and the SIM card was missing when the woman turned it in when she was transferred out of Johnson's security detail. Police are looking for two men suspected of kidnapping a 15-year-old girl in the Austin neighborhood on the west side. The girl was walking southbound on Laramie Avenue from Potomac around 5 last evening when she was approached by two men in a gray four-door van. Police say the driver got out and forced her into the vehicle at knife point. Inside that vehicle, the passenger exposed himself, and police say requested oral sex from the girl, but she refused. Police say the girl was able to escape. Authorities are conducting a homicide investigation into the death of an 11-month-old boy on the city's south side.
Desiah Thomas died Tuesday at La Rabida Children's Hospital, and according to the Cook County Medical Examiner's Office, the death was due to inflicted head trauma. Chicago police say officers responded to a call in April at Comer Children's Hospital where a witness told them the then 3-month-old Thomas was brought there after suffering head trauma. Police say no arrests have been made, and the investigation is ongoing. Roger Plummer, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
7 cold-related deaths now in Cook County. The medical examiner's office says the latest was a 74-year-old man found dead in the backyard of a home on the south side near 66 and South Michigan. Authorities say the cold weather combined with the man's hypertension and heart problems contributed to his death. Last season, there were 60 deaths in Cook County related to the cold between September and May. The Chicago Police Department is using a new video to try and educate the public about marijuana.
Police officers in the video explain what will and will not be allowed.
You can legally consume cannabis or THC-infused products within your private residence.
The front porch, not allowed, but the back porch, balcony, or backyard are okay. Public consumption is not allowed, and that includes cars.
Any place where a person can reasonably be expected to be observed by others. When transporting, please be sure to place them in a sealed, odor-proof, child-resistant container.
Renters may find they can't legally use marijuana in their apartments or homes.
Landlords and property owners can ban cannabis use.
We ask all adults who choose to legally purchase cannabis products do so in a safe and responsible manner.
Private sales are banned, as is growing, unless you have a medical marijuana card. Mike Krauser, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen to WBBMNewsRadio.com on the Radio.com app and, of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM. WBBM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns,
including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.